I think being a parent is one of the most rewarding and most challenging things I've ever done in my life. I have an amazing daughter whom I adore and am very proud to call my daughter, and so pleased that she gets to call me mum. I believe our kids chose us as parents, and I have no scientific justification for that whatsoever. And it's ironic because it doesn't really explain why I chose my parents. But I don't think we choose our parents just because we think they're good parents. I think we choose them because the availability in the space and the time and the journey that we want to land ourselves on, they happen to be the most appropriate choice at the time. So, we don't usually choose them just because we think they'll be good parents. And in fact, the good parents, believe it or not, are much fewer and farther between than we want them to be in this world. Oh, geez, when I go to a cafe, for example, and I see kids just out of control and their parents, it's like they pretend it's not happening. It drives me to distraction. I feel like asking them to step up and be a parent to that child. I didn't understand what it was that children needed until my daughter turned her teenage years, and we really struggled. I was mostly a good parent, and better than many people at it. But I had my downfall. I had my shortcomings, and there were things I could have done a lot better and many things I regret. But I have to say, I did not understand boundaries, and I wish I did, because children need boundaries and limits, and they need really strong, clear ones that they can hit really hard and know that they're strong and going to hold them up and keep them safe. Because boundaries is what makes us feel safe in this world. When we understand where the boundaries are, we don't have to be limited by them. We can learn to work with them. But if there's no boundaries at all, we don't feel like we know where to go. We don't know what our limits are and how to work with them. And we get lost in it. So as a parent, I learnt to set up boundaries for children. The strange thing is, I knew to do that for children, but I did not know to do it for myself. So it took me another numerous years actually to apply that same philosophy that I applied to my daughter, to apply it to me and myself. And my partner has two amazing boys whom I also adore. And they live in a home, they live with their mum, and they live in a home that has very different boundaries from what we would give them if they lived with us. And I see them test those boundaries, and it has deepened my understanding of the value of boundaries and what they are. And a boundaries is that line of, where you say yes and where you say no, what you're prepared to negotiate. And the clearer that they are, the better chance you have of organizing your life to have the things that you want in it. If you're not clear about your boundaries, it is so easy to be manipulated. So, because you're not sure what to say no to. So, for me, boundaries has been, particularly recently, has been not about losing my freedom. I always thought it was about losing freedom and, tying me down and limiting me. But I can see now that what they do is provide a shape, a shell, a space to be in that I can feel safe in, and I can teach other people to respect. And then they know what they can ask of me and what, they shouldn't ask of me or what I'm not willing to do. And it helps them to know me and understand me better, and therefore respect me, because it creates a sense of stability for everyone involved, for me and the people who know me. It's an interesting way to look at it, and it is certainly helping me become freer and much more independent. It's also helped me to become more assertive and more generous at the same time, because when I am giving to someone and sharing with someone, I'm doing it because I've made a conscious choice to do it, not because I've been maneuvered or feel like I have to. So, yeah, freeing things they are, these boundaries. I hope you enjoy exploring yours. It certainly helped me to explore mine. Thanks for your time and sharing it with me.